right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 423. I am your host, GPD, here in New York, New York. And as always, we are joined by a man who is also canceling his obnoxious pre-order program, Wombat.
I am. I canceled it. Everyone gets everything.
I don't have to keep track of how much money you've taken in so far.
No, at this rate, I think a bowl of soup. It's all you have to do. Pre-order a bowl of soup, you get everything.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Shipwreck, welcome to the show.
I don't really like soup.
Yeah. I mean, I have nothing against soup. It's not my go-to, but, you know, can't be choosers.
You're more likely to run out of soup than most of the games that are you're going to buy on day one in terms of pre-ordering necessity.
If soup was pre-orderable, I guess.
Because likely, often you go into a restaurant and you try to order the soup and they're like, oh, we don't have that today. But how often does that really happen anymore with video games?
How often does that happen with soup?
It does happen with soup.
I'll take your word for it. It's never happened to me personally.
I'm sure it's never
happened.
But
I'm more of a French onion guy.
I can't remember the last time I've ordered a soup at a restaurant. Just sat down and bring me some soup. I'm ready.
Really?
French onion soup.
That's yeah, really.
Why don't you eat soup?
There's other stuff to eat. I don't.
There's no soup that you have interest in that you would ever order in a restaurant? Not one kind of soup?
Is chili a soup?
No.
Lobster bisque?
That's a soup, but Chipwreck's not going to
choose. Oh, I did have some clam chowder when I was in Florida.
In a restaurant?
Yes.
And you ordered it yourself?
Yes.
Or did it come with the meal?
Probably both.
Like, okay.
I don't think you can pretty much eat at any seafood restaurant in Florida without them giving you a bowl of clam chowder. Even though there's not clams there, I don't think.
Right.
Sure there are. There are definitely clams in Florida.
Are there?
Piss clams, yeah. They're called.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, they fill up your water when you sit down, and then they just fill up a bowl of clam chowder.
Right. Oh, it's 105 degrees out today. How about a nice bowl of clam chowder?
Well, they say to drink hot liquids in hot weather, and it cools you down.
Mm-hmm.
With clams in it.
With clams in it. I'm not saying the clams you had were from Florida, but I believe there are clams in Florida.
So, but anyway, we just found out that Shipwreck's a liar. He would order soup in a restaurant.
Way to be a liar.
And recently, no less.
Well, I would say it's more likely on vacation.
Interesting.
You know what? I was going to say, I think the last time I had soup in a restaurant was on vacation as well. So.
Wow. I didn't realize that soup is like such a big deal.
You brought it up, or did I bring it up?
I mean that you would, you know, it's a special occasion type of food.
Yes.
I didn't know. All right, now we know.
Yeah, wedding soup, special occasion.
right. So what's going on? I did something fun with Ty and his friends this week.
What did you do?
I kidnapped them and no. We went to the Telltale Games Minecraft event that they had in Brooklyn. And they got to play the entire first episode.
Oh, wow.
And how was it?
These kids are 8. They're 7 and 8. It was Ty and two of his friends. And one of the friends' dads also came. The kids are all Minecraft fanatics. So they were just... I mean, they were off the walls in the, you know, on the way over there. And then when we got there, they're like, so kids, what do you want to do? You want to have some food? It's really nice setup over there in like a loft, like event space. You want to have some food? You want to do that? They're like, no, play the game. So they sat them down in front of a huge projection screen. And it was just the three of them on a couch in front of, I don't know how many, it was like a movie screen. And that was it in a huge room. And it was just them playing the game.
They didn't go through a big E3 spiel? They just sat them down and then talked to them for a half hour first?
Nope.
I don't think you could do that with 8-year-olds.
I don't think there was.
I would like to see them try. I would love to see kids at E3. Just like they get ushered into this room and then just have to sit there and be still for 15 minutes while somebody tells them about a video game.
They would be trampled before they even got there at E3, I think, for the most part. Because the kids don't really look where they're walking and, you know, and the people wouldn't see them. But, so they didn't really even know what the game was until they were actually playing it. But it is like you would expect. It's got their the Telltale usual gameplay elements that you'd expect.
Is Steve in the game?
No, it's all new characters.
Okay.
They've created all new characters. They have real voice actors. Patton Oswalt is the main character.
For now.
Soon it's going to be Nolan North, you think?
No. Just
nobody.
Oh, nobody.
Just no
right.
one.
Well, they probably already made them already, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, the kids, I feel like, you know, the kids are eight. So I think depending on how good they can and how fast they can read, they can't really like get through the choices in time. They can, you know, can't read everything in time. So I think they were just pushing pretty much anything. But
I'm sure that was fine for them.
It was fine. They didn't care. They were, you know, they played through the whole thing. It was like 2 hours. It was about 2 hours. And, you know, there was no break or anything. And they really liked it. There's some combat parts to it. And those parts, they were jumping up and down and screaming during those parts. which is pretty funny. They liked
That's
it.
It's going to be fun for the Telltale guys.
Yeah, the Telltale guys were, you know, right outside, and they could hear what was going on in there. So the woman there actually said, "This is a lot of fun for us because we haven't made a family game like this in a really long time, and to see the kids enjoy it is sort of special." But I noticed the kids played through 2 hours of the game. The episode ended, and the kids were like yelling at the screen that it was over. So I think that's a good sign. But I noticed there's a lot of blowback because I was posting pictures on Twitter. A lot of people are mad that this is, you know, a family game. Like angry, you know, like gamer on the internet angry. And I don't know. It's just really strange. I had a few people come back at Telltale and my tweet saying like, oh, it's a kiddie game. Of course, like, you know, I don't know. Complaining Wombat. There was complaints.
People are stupid. What do you want from me?
That wasn't my point.
What is it? People suck? What?
No, I mean, there's people out there who, I guess there's a market for a more mature Minecraft game.
Sure.
Yeah, Minecraft sex.
I don't think it had to be that mature.
I think it does. Well, I think that's what they're looking for.
That's probably not going to happen.
Put your block in me.
No. I don't think that's going to happen. That's going
to
might hurt
push
the brand.
Push A to put your block in there.
Right. You've mastered it. The money's rolling in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's sad that people have to be upset that Minecraft is for kids.
Or it was like, you know, that every game isn't for them.
Right.
Maybe. I don't know. Like when they make a Star Wars game that's for kids, I don't know what other game.
I bet people get upset about that as well.
I guess so. Yeah. I don't know. The dad that was with me, he was laughing at part of it. You know, when he was paying attention, he was laughing. So I think, you know, people can enjoy it who aren't.
Wait,
just...
so you're saying that this game could be enjoyed by children and adults?
I think they're calling
that's
it,
crazy talk.
I think they're calling it a family game.
That's insanity.
And they got a nice swag bag on the way out. I got some t-shirts for you, Wombat, and your kids.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, it was really nice. And I was like a star to the kids because I got them into this event. And like a pain in the ass for the other dad who had to go. So it worked out great. So that happened. Andrew Fast wrote in and wants to let all of our listeners know that the new Philips Hue hub is out with Siri support, Wombat. So now you can tell Siri to turn your lights on, and she'll turn your lights on.
I'm not buying any new lights.
No, no. So he wants to know if I'm upgrading and getting any of this new stuff. I need lights for the house. I have like these old fluorescent bulbs that I need to replace. So I just bought the new light strips. I just bought one to test out. And they are LED light strips. I can confirm them. They do emit light and are controlled by your phone. So, yeah.
Great.
They work, right. And he also wants to know how you can resist shipwreck.
I don't know. It's pretty far down my list still. Like, I'm pretty happy with just these white lights that shine in light and let me see stuff.
I think I have to say that, yeah, I think they may be overhyped a little bit. unless you have a specific need for them, I think it's probably not really, it could be more trouble than it's worth, actually. But we'll see. I'll let you know. Show feedback. We decided there was no show feedback worth mentioning. So you guys,
great job, everyone.
You guys got to work harder.
Yeah, and it's not just my opinion. That was a group opinion.
That was, Wombat said he couldn't find anything, and I confirmed that. So
step it up, commenters.
Wombat has one thing to do on the show, and that's get the show feedback. And if you guys don't step it up, then Wombat can just say, hey, there's nothing good. And then what can I do?
Because it's the only thing going on in my life right now.
I didn't say that. What did I just say?
I'm not saying it. You said that.
What did I say?
You said it's the only thing I have to do for the show.
To prepare for the show.
Yes, I know. I was kidding.
Right. That's all. So I'm saying, I'm not even blaming you. I'm blaming the audience.
I know. And I was just adding on to that. I was tagging that.
You want to get blamed is what you're saying. Mm-hmm. You're looking for punishment.
Today?
All right. So how about some Watch This Bitches? Did you watch the Flash premiere?
I watched Flash. I haven't watched Arrow yet. I have watched both new episodes of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
What'd you think of Flash?
Flash was good. It was good. I'm a little disappointed as a Jew with their treatment of Adam Smasher, one of the more famous Jews in comic books.
He's a Jew?
Not Jewy enough?
He wasn't. No, they made him a bad guy and they killed him in the episode. Like a one-off, maybe the first Jewish character on the show, and they killed him in the one episode.
But he wasn't even Jewish on the show. Well, I mean,
yeah, he had his Jewish name.
Oh, he did?
He was Al Rothstein.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure that's the Jewiest Jew name I ever Jewed.
Right. I ignore all the names on the show after Leonard Snit. Snit? Isn't that it? Snit? Snurt.
Skirt. Snart.
Snart.
That's been his name for like 50 years.
I know, but come on. It's 2015. Sometimes.
No, it is a silly name. It's definitely a silly name.
It's a slap in the face, though. It is a silly character, but it is like a slap in the face when you're watching a TV show and they just keep saying snart over and over again.
It is pretty silly.
It's like, am I having a seizure right now or am I watching a primetime show? No, I don't know. It's just weird. But the episode was good.
Yeah, no. Jew jokes aside, it was a good episode.
And the CG was really good, I thought.
For a TV show with a budget that's probably very limited, they did a fine job with what they had.
Yeah, I mean, really, really looked good, I thought.
And I'm very much looking forward to more Jay Garrick, which is an interesting concept.
Yes.
That they put him in there. I honestly didn't think that he would ever show up on that show, and then, look, there he is.
He literally showed up.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Really, it's the season premiere. Right. There's no spoilers. There's no spoilers yet.
We watched a little YouTube video about Jay Garrick, so Mrs. Chibi could understand what was going on.
Gotcha. That's a smart idea.
Yeah, it was a short little thing. We didn't make it through the whole thing because it was after a few minutes, you're like, all right, I get it. 50s Flash or something.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this season's been pretty good too. I know you're not into that show.
No.
But there's some. Actually, this week's episode had a nice little tie-in to the Avengers Age of Ultron movie.
Oh, yeah? Did they show up at Hawkeye's house?
You know, it's funny. I bought the movie last week on the Blu-ray and whatever super combo pack, and I watched it twice over the weekend.
You could trim about 45 minutes from that movie, and it would be fine.
You could easily. You could trim all the Hawkeye house. You could. You could get rid of that whole subplot and the other romance in that movie. You could cut all that out.
Right.
And you'd have a really good movie.
There's a lot you could cut out. It's pretty wasteful.
Yeah. You should see what they cut, the deleted scenes, knowing that they cut out parts of it. It's like, really? That's what you cut?
Oh, interesting. I bought it, I think. So I can check that out.
It's definitely worth watching again if you've only seen it once. I actually liked it significantly more the second time.
No, I had to watch it twice because I had to watch it with Mrs. Chibi.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't know. I didn't like Ultron and I didn't like Hawkeye's house. I didn't like the way they portrayed Ultron. He was too jokey. Too many jokes.
I don't know if he was too jokey. I've said it before. I think Ultron, to me, feels more like Doctor Doom than Ultron.
Yeah, he's not like a robot. He doesn't. What about him is a robot? He's making puns and, you know.
Yeah.
He's more like Adam Sandler.
Yeah, Marvel doesn't have the rights to Doctor Doom, so they used Ultron instead. It's the vibe I get. I'm not saying that that's what it is. I'm saying that's the vibe I get.
I see. Yeah, yeah. I hear you. Shipwreck's going to wait till 2020 to check out these Avengers movies.
I bought it.
What are you waiting for? Exactly.
I was waiting for my projector to come back.
Oh, okay.
Came back today.
Okay, okay. So, right. I remember. I forgot. You do have
You'll like it. You'll like it, Shipwreck. You will.
I think I will.
Yeah.
Just when they land at Hawkeye's house, just get ready.
I think the movie is a better watch on a couch and a TV than it was in a movie theater.
Yeah, because you can fast forward all the boring parts.
So I should watch it on my TV instead.
Well, no, you can watch it. I mean, there's a lot going on the screen at once, and there's just something about watching it at home that was actually a little more, that was a little more better. Me speak I'm English good.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. I recommend it. I recommend the highest grossing film of the year.
Good job. Way to be an outlier. All right.
Did you guys check out Pixels now that it's,
no.
it's available
no.
digitally?
No, sorry.
One of my
Did
one...
you have some nice Jarlsberg cheese with it?
I saw that. That was weird.
What was that?
They have a like a ad deal with Jarlsberg cheese. So I get like emails from Sony Films, and I got one that was about Pixels.
And cheese.
And I mean, it was mainly just the normal type of stuff. Here's our iOS app. Here's our website. And at the bottom, it's like, check out our partner, Jarlsberg cheese.
The official cheese.
I mean, if you're going to have a Swiss cheese sponsor, Jarlsberg is the best. So at least it's, you know, at least they're going top tier.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give them that.
Which everyone who is interested in Pixels, it's going to have a nice cheese plate as they're watching it.
One of my friend's dad told me that they saw the movie, him and his son, who's mm-hmm. Ty's age. And he said, quote, it's a great movie. So I didn't, and I really had to bite my tongue. I mean, I haven't seen the movie. Okay?
You told us that.
Like cheese grating great?
No.
Oh,
I said that on the show already, Wombat.
Yeah, you did say that on the show already.
Or maybe I said it in could have been in private, Wombat.
Yeah, it could have been outside the show. Maybe I don't.
Maybe
know.
I'll take your word for it.
But now it's official.
Now
that guy said it was great.
He said it was a great movie.
That story
movie.
Is now canon.
A few times he said it was a great, and I was like, all right.
The effects were pretty good.
Right. Okay, I mean, hey, I haven't seen it. I'm like these guys who work for Apple, and they're shitting on all these Steve Jobs movies, mm-hmm. and they haven't seen them. They're like vocally, they're speaking out against the movies that they haven't seen.
Why do they portray Steve Jobs as a nice guy in that movie?
No, they don't, and they don't like it. But they haven't seen it, so they don't really know. They're not even gonna see it.
Isn't it kind of weird though? Like, maybe they know it's not good because they never came to ask them any questions.
Well, maybe they did. Maybe they said, "Well, one of them is a document."
Maybe they lied when they asked them questions.
One's a documentary, and one is the Soderbergh film.
Is it Soderbergh? I don't think it's Soderbergh.
There's three of these, right?
Oh, there's three.
This is the one.
Aaron Sorkin wrote it. I forget who directed it. It's like the director of Slumdog Millionaire. Directed the new one.
Oh. There's too many. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I know Steve Wozniak has no problem with it because he was on The Tonight Show with Seth Rogen acting all buddy-buddy. Mm. So.
Right. How about some new releases?
Sure. I've been playing some.
Me too.
I know Cheapy and I have been playing Transformers Devastation.
How is it?
It is about how I figured it would be, just based on what we saw at E3.
Yeah, so we had a pretty good idea what it was going to
be. Yeah, the like cel-shaded type graphics are great. The voice acting is great. The fighting engine is good. The game can get a little bit repetitive because there's not much going on other than going from point to point and beating up robots.
It's better than it has really any.
I believe they are robots in disguise.
No, well,
sometimes
they kind of, once they transform into robots, their disguise is blown.
And there's only robots in the game,
right?
So there's not much.
The entire city has been evacuated.
Do you turn into a car at any point?
Whenever you want, sure. On demand.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I've only seen every screenshot only shows them as robots. I didn't know.
No, there's car parts like where you're gonna want to, like, I don't know, drive through around laser beams, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Hit ramps.
Yep. And you need it for combat as well. Mm-hmm. Against some guys.
Yes.
It's a lot better than
charge up and hit them.
Than it has really any business being.
Sure. This game has no business existing,
right,
period.
Right. Exactly. It's a fucking miracle that this game exists. One. Mm-hmm. Two, and that it's not, I mean, best case scenario. That you could, your best possible scenario that you could even dream of happening would be like an iPhone game. But you got a real console game with Generation 1 Transformers that's not a hot pile of garbage. I mean, it looks amazing, right? The graphics are great. Like Shipwreck said, it sounds great. The gameplay is good. I mean, and that's all of these things, that any of these things happened, is just a miracle. So we can't complain at all.
Shipwreck, have you finished the game yet?
No, I know it's short, but
I'm definitely farther than you.
Yeah, it might be short, but because it's repetitious, like because it's the same thing over and over again, it feels kind of long.
Depending on how much you die, I guess.
Yeah, you're playing on easy, right, Chibi?
So you can change the difficulty at any chapter, and then it'll just reset the chapter.
And there's a lot of chapters or missions?
Chapter.
That first chapter is forever long.
Right, but they're not all that long.
Of course not, or the game would be be 30 hours long.
I'm pretty far. I think I'm like chapter 8 or something. I'm pretty far, I feel. But I don't know. I mean, it's got Menasor in it. And it looks he looks amazing.
Is Wheeljack in it?
Fucking, you can be Wheeljack in it. And the voice is great. I mean, it's a miracle.
You get to choose whichever. There's only five of them you can choose from, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you get to choose between those five, but you can choose them at any time. Like you select which one you want to
permission.
Play.
Permission. Yeah.
Right.
He's got two. Is it Optimus, Bumblebee?
Yes.
Wheeljack?
Yes.
Yes.
You,
two more.
Grimlock?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Wait. Can I guess the fifth one? I am not looking this up. Wait. Oh, this is hard.
Grimlock is awesome, by the way.
That doesn't surprise me.
He fucking breathes fire.
The cutscene where all the Autobots are driving along and Grimlock's
running
behind them.
Hauling ass. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Is it Rawhide? Is that one?
Yeah. He's not in it.
He's not
okay.
in it.
Okay.
Good guess.
I also like Mirage quite a bit, but
he's
I'm sure it's
not. It. No.
I understand
he's
that.
A good choice.
He is a good choice. I like Mirage. I'm a fan. I just know he's not there. Huh. I think I'm tapped. I can't think of the fifth one, and I'll feel stupid when you say it.
You won't feel stupid. It's Cliff Jumper. No, not Cliff. Ah. Is it Cliff Jumper?
I don't think so.
No, it's
it's one of the other cars.
Not Cliff Jumper. It's another red guy.
Okay.
It's not Cliff Jumper. He's the small one.
I thought it would have been Jazz, but
no, I forgot.
They didn't put Jazz in there.
No. That's a good choice too.
Scatman Crothers is dead, though.
I was just about to say that. So I bet it's because Scatman Crothers is no longer with us.
I mean,
that's why we'll never get that Hong Kong Fooey game we all deserve.
that's what's keeping holding it back.
Yes.
At Duran603 writes in and asks, is Transformers Devastation worth getting now, or should I wait for a sale or price drop?
Price drop.
Yeah, I mean,
It's still a budget game.
It's still a budget
game. It's a good budget game. Like, you can tell they used every bit of the budget in the right direction.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot, although I don't understand what the whole loot system is, and there's like experience and stuff.
So, right. You pick up, I understand it.
Okay.
So you pick up loot, and you can pick up weapons and some like power-ups and things. Now the weapons you can combine, and when you combine them, you level up the weapons.
Does it ever explain this?
Not really. But okay. I figured it out because I just tried.
I have like 60 weapons,
right,
that are just sitting there.
It's not very convenient, but it'll sort them by level, I guess. So you.
Well, the thing is too, like, most of this game is punching people or punching other robots,
mm-hmm.
and all the upgrades are guns.
No, you upgrade the weapons too. The melee weapons?
Yeah, the swords and stuff.
Yeah,
but a lot of it is the guns.
There are a lot of guns. Yeah, but hey, I can't complain. This is a dream come true, and I'm not like salivating to play the game or anything, but I played a lot of it. And yeah, you really couldn't ask for anything better, realistically speaking.
Right. Like, as far as if they had a full-size budget and everything, you'd want to see better level design.
Right, like, right. But they nailed the artwork, the design of the characters, I think, is just perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's so colorful. It's just, it looks better than the cartoon. I mean, what else can you say?
You get to beat up Megatron as Bumblebee pretty early in the game.
Right.
That was pretty fantastic.
He was having a bad day, Megatron.
Megatron? Yeah. You know, I don't know. He got hit a bunch.
Yeah, so it's a good game. It's like Bayonetta Light, basically, with Transformers. That's it. What else came out this week?
Rock Band 4 came out. I've been playing some of that on Xbox One.
How's that?
It's fun. It's Rock Band.
I'm familiar.
It's got the freestyle solo stuff in there. Which is fun. It, as much as we played like at E3 and you kind of got the feel for it, it's better in your living room where you can actually kind of understand what's going on with it better,
mm-hmm.
where you're switching from the top to the bottom of the frets and you have the quarter time notes and the half time notes and everything. But the rest of it, it feels slightly bare bones when compared to Rock Band 3. You of course don't have the keyboard.
I know that's so soul crushing for me.
You start a band, you go through a career mode. I don't know. There's not a ton to say about it right now. The online, like downloading your songs, it's kind of a mess. You have to, any of your previously owned songs, you have to go and find that song and download each song individually.
Oh,
from the store.
No.
Yeah.
I have so many songs. It's not going
to
be
right.
Good.
And it's kind of hard to tell it's hard to tell which ones you own and which ones you don't, because sometimes the prices will come up like you don't own it. But I don't know. I'm sure they'll iron that stuff out, because you're supposed to be able to use the exports you did of the old games as well, all the on disc stuff,
right,
and import that in, but that's not available yet.
I'm going to wait, I think, to buy this
game. I think I would wait a month or so until it feels like they had a date and they got a game out there. It's a fully featured game, but it just can't hook into all your content yet.
Which is a main selling point.
Yes.
For upgrading to Rock Band 4.
Yeah, like I spent an hour last night just going through songs and downloading and figuring out what I owned and what I didn't. And not all the songs are up there yet either, so I don't know. It's a bit of a headache at the moment.
Right. I've been playing Rock Band
3. I'm sure that's not Harmonix's fault, because I'm sure it's a headache to deal with this to begin with, and it's great that they provided this.
Do you think they're going to be able to streamline it, or do you think it's always going to be basically
I'm sure they're trying to streamline it. I mean, it would be great if there was some portion of the UI within the game itself that just went and found all that stuff for you. I mean, it's not a hard programming thing. It's just a matter of Microsoft and Sony like allowing them to do it.
Do it. Come on. Yeah, I can't be. I have a lot of songs I bought.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, I had a lot as well.
All right.
But yeah. I like the wireless guitar. I was always playing wired on Xbox 360 before, so.
Oh, well, welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome to many games ago.
Right. Yeah, I haven't tried the adapter. I don't have one of those yet to try all the other instruments.
Have you tried the freestyle solos?
I have. That's.
Are you enjoying them?
In every song.
Are you enjoying them? Are you jamming?
Yeah, it's better than the old solo stuff. I mean, the old solo stuff was just like the rest of the game. I mean, there wasn't much difference in it. And now you definitely still have to like follow their instructions to keep your combo and everything going. But if you don't care about that and you're just there to have fun, you can just kind of noodle around on there.
Right. Just push all the buttons.
Right. The buttons don't matter so much in the solo section as much as the timing that you're strumming with and whether or not you're hitting the buttons at the top or the bottom of the guitar thing, the neck.
Gotcha. The guitar thing?
Yeah, the guitar thing. Some people call it the neck of the guitar.
What else we got here?
We have Disgaea 5 came out for PlayStation 4. We saw that at E3.
We did?
Uh-huh. That is...
Penguins exploding?
Yeah, Penguins exploding. Excellent tactical strategy game. It looked good at E3. Super Meat Boy came out. That's the one of the PlayStation Plus games on PlayStation 4.
Nice.
I know that there were some people upset because that has a new soundtrack to it now.
Right.
Like there was some conflict between the developers and the composer about the soundtrack.
Uh-oh. It was probably Phil Fish's fault.
I don't think he has anything to do with that game, but yes.
On the sidelines. You don't know.
Right. It's just over there goading people.
Right. You're too good
and
for those
let's
guys.
See here. Right.
A.
Anything else? It seems like more should be out.
Next week.
Is that the big week?
I have no idea. I don't know.
I guess that's it this week. I don't know. I guess Transformers is a nice surprise.
River City, there you go. River City Ransom is out for the Wii U.
Wonderful.
I like that game.
I bet you do.
I played it a lot in my basement.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got here? Oh, I know what we have, Wombat.
What do we have?
We have an ad from our friends at Harrys.com.
Excellent.
Do you know about Harrys.com, Wombat?
I do. I know that it is the best way to get the closest shave that a man could possibly get.
Really?
Yes.
Tell me more.
I know that Harry's has the... You know what I like about my Harry's razor? I like the feel in my hand, the hand feel of the razor. It's got a nice heft to it.
And when you drop
it, shaving, it's not like a dinky plastic,
right?
Nothing. Even the most expensive Gillette razor, when I'm holding it, I don't feel like I'm holding it. With this razor, I feel like I'm holding it, and I'm making some movement on my face, because then it gets smooth and shiny, the way that a face should be.
Right. And when you drop it, you're like, oh shit! It like sounds like I broke something.
You know what my big idea is for Harry's? What they should do?
What's that?
They should get Robbie Coltrane, the actor,
mm-hmm.
and they should just record him saying, "You're a razor, Harry," and that should be their tagline.
Do you think he's allowed to do that with his contract? He's probably not allowed to do that.
And it should be him dressed up as Hagrid, but without the beard.
I have a better idea, Wombat. You dress up as Hagrid and you do it, because there's no contractual problems.
You're a razor, Harry.
I mean, it sounds just like him.
I know, right? It's pretty good, right?
You could be an understudy for him. Are they making any more? They're not making any more of these
they're
movies.
They're not making any more of those movies.
Why were you keeping this a secret that you could do a perfect...
a perfect Robbie Coltrane. You know, it doesn't come up as often as one might think.
No, there's not much market for that?
No, there really isn't.
Kids' birthday parties, maybe?
Yeah, I do. I come out in my bathrobe and I go, "You're all wizards." And then the kids cry.
Right. And then you go, "Hey, free razors, everybody. Harry's."
And then I toss razor blades at the kids. Free razors.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we're here to tell you to go to harrys.com. We have a coupon code, CAGCAST, that'll get you $5 off your order. There's some really good kits on there for $15. It'll be $10 after the coupon code with free shipping. Definitely, you should definitely give it a shot if you haven't. And it also makes a great gift for somebody who has hair that needs to be removed. Whether it be on there, I guess they don't do women's stuff, do they?
Whether you be a muggle or a wizard or even a half blood, is that something?
I think you're combining movies, maybe.
No, I think that's what it is. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so go to harrys.com, use coupon code CADCAST. They got good stuff there. Thank you, Harry's.
It's a razor, Harry.
I think you're onto something, Wombat.
I do.
I think all your problems are going to be over.
One can only wish.
Yes, or at least you'll be clean shaven.
Eh.
Maybe. Where are we here on this thing? Multi-platforming, Wombat's news and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has anyone else been playing Star Wars Battlefront?
My download was at 85% before the show started.
How's the download?
It was downloading. I thought it would download during the day just so I could come home and find out that it downloaded but didn't install. What a bummer.
Yeah. Shep, you haven't played it.
No. We were working.
I got the early one.
Right.
Excuse me.
I went out of my way and I got the early one.
And how is it?
It's good. I've been playing it on PC. Very good looking space rocks. I'm assuming on the consoles too, because we played it on console at E3.
I'm trying to download it on the Xbox One just because I have the hard drive space on that.
Right. They let you play like a multiplayer, pretty standard multiplayer mode where you're, I don't know, it's like a capture and defend type thing with pods. They did a really good job of capturing the feel and the look of the movies. I mean, the stormtroopers look perfect, and everything sounds and looks great. I'm horrible at it though. I just can't do jack shit in that game. So it's not so much fun for me. But I feel
like anybody shooting a laser in Star Wars.
Right, I'm like a stormtrooper basically, and everybody else is the good guys. Even when I'm on the good guy team. But it looks really good. It feels good. It's been it's worked fine on PC. No problems. Works really. No network problems at all.
I mean, just throwing the soundtrack in there, you get a 7 out of 10 on this game, right?
It's pretty much. If you can just use the bits from the movie, you're pretty much good to go. There's another mode that's on Hoth where you know one squad. It's the Empire coming down on the shield generators on Hoth. And that's pretty epic. I don't know. I mean, Darth Vader's running around. I don't know how you get to be Darth Vader. I guess you kill a lot of people. So I was never Darth Vader. But Darth Vader's running around and slicing.
He doesn't really run in the movies, does he?
No, but he doesn't really run. He runs in this, but not, you know, he's not sprinting. He's like somewhere between a jog and a sprint.
Just jogging around Darth Vader?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, he's pretty tough, and he's slicing them up. So yeah, I mean, I still wish there was a story mode or something in there. That would be just a home run, but I think they're going to sell a lot. I think they figured it out, and they're going to do
it. I've got that bundle pre-ordered. So
sweet. You're never going to play
it. Did you get the price drop on it?
I'm sure I will.
Okay. I didn't know if it happened already. I guess it will
tomorrow. No, I haven't got an email yet from Amazon telling me that they sliced $50 off my Star Wars bundle.
Nice.
Right. So, yeah, that happened. The PS4 got a price drop.
Yep.
Surprise.
Yeah. Is that it is a surprise, isn't it? It's like...
No, I mean, it was due, right?
Was it due? I'm asking you.
It got
price
drop at TGS overseas.
Hmm.
Right, just a few weeks ago, it dropped in price elsewhere. So,
right, so there's all these
makes sense.
So there's all these bundles now. There's
it's weird. I'm glad I'm not in the market for a console.
It's pretty crazy. So there's what are these? There's five PS4 bundles. There's the Uncharted bundle. There's the Call of Duty bundle. There's the Disney Infinity bundle.
Two Star Wars bundles.
And there's an NHL 16 bundle for Canadians, like Phil Fish.
What? So I guess if you want a PS4 that doesn't have fancy graphics on it, you could save $50 and still get Star Wars, the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think that one comes with the retro games as well, though.
Ah. Oh, I forgot about those games.
Oh, what is that? Oh, you get Super Star Wars, right?
You get Super Star Wars and I think Racer Revenge. Maybe one of the pod racing games, I think. And I don't know. It was like four games.
Do you get the fighting game?
Masters the Warriors of Kasai?
Yeah.
I don't know that I want that, but I'm just curious.
I like that game.
That game's terrible. Fine. No, I like game. That game. I like that game.
I remember playing that game.
Yeah. I played a lot of that game.
Mm-hmm.
You bend over and shoot the rocket out of Boba Fett's backpack.
Yes, you do.
Perfect.
Everyone played as Boba Fett in that game.
There's other games that come with that PS4. Let me see here. They were somewhere.
This is a very exciting podcasting.
The crazy thing is, so that's, what do we say, five bundles for PS4? You know how many?
Yeah, five bundles.
You saw how many Xbox One bundles there are?
I know there's so many.
Guess. Do you know how many? It's 13 bundles.
That's ridiculous. Why?
Not 13 bundles, but 13 different ways you can buy an Xbox One console. They're almost all bundles. It's just,
and I'm looking through them now because you sent the link, and I'm trying to figure out which one I like. If I was in the market, which one I would get?
Probably not a $500 bundle. I figure, like, once at this point, $500.
That's the Elite bundle.
There's an Elite bundle and the Halo Limited Edition bundle are $500.
Sure. The other Star Wars games the two that I was forgetting were Star Wars Jedi Starfighter and Star Wars Bounty Hunter.
Mm-hmm. Like, would I want to spend the extra money to get a 1 terabyte hard drive, or does that not really matter because I could use an external hard drive and save $50 and get? But do I really want the console with the Lego Movie game?
I mean, that's the really weird bundle.
I know that game. First of all, that game is old, and that game is cheap. I don't understand. Like, that's a bundle that doesn't need to exist.
But it's $350.
It is $350, but there's also a Gears for $350. A Gears one that's $350.
Well, but that's a different audience.
Yeah.
Potentially. You're talking a family console versus
But Gears, they sort of have console. The family console, that one that comes with three games, that comes with Oni and
right. And that's Gears.
Plus Gears and another game, right? My computer's getting cut off here.
Right.
So. Or it comes with Ori, the Rare Collection, and Gears of War for $399 in a 1 terabyte bundle. I mean, that sounds like a decent deal. That's $80 worth of games.
Is that too many bundles? Do we need?
It is too many bundles.
Do we need 13 variations?
No, you do not. I can understand like there being one or two.
And if you're a store, how do you deal? If you're a retailer, how do you deal with that? I mean, a brick and mortar retailer. You're not carrying 13 variations of Xbox Ones.
Yeah, and how many people are you going to have to say, I'm sorry, we're out of the Fallout bundle, but we have plenty of the Lego Movie game bundles.
Right, it seems weird, but okay, hey, what do I know?
We'll find out. We'll find out in January.
What else we got here?
I've been playing more of that Tony Hawk game.
Oh, why? <yeah.
laughs> I ask myself the same question, but I'm compelled to play it. I don't know.
There was a question about it for you here. Oh, Logie Stovey wrote in, and he goes, he wanted to know. Oh, he said he realizes that it's bad, but he did get some enjoyment out of it. Did you get any? Are you getting any enjoyment out of it?
I don't think you would see enjoyment on my face while I'm playing it.
Right.
I don't know. Like, every once in a while, I'll string together some tricks and it'd be like, oh, that was kind of fun. But
okay, so yes.
For the most part, though, man, it's just so many bad decisions.
Sad. Oh, well. Sorry, yeah. Tony. Poor Tony.
Yeah, we'll see what comes out of this.
Right. Nothing good is going to come out of
this. Right. I can't imagine Activision is too happy about the situation.
How do they... Don't they look at the game? All you had to do was look at it.
I don't think they did, no.
I guess maybe you had to do more than look at it. I guess you had to play it and know what you were playing. Right?
Yeah, I think that's the tricky part with it. Like, just on face value, you look at it and go, looks...
Right, it's moving at a quick rate, and it doesn't, you know, it's okay.
Right,
it's not,
the graphics aren't great,
right,
but...
it's not offensive to me to look at it.
Right. Right. And there's a guy on a skateboard.
It's like he's jumping.
Right.
Sliding. Grinding, I think they call it.
Yes. That is sliding. But man, if I never want to hit beach balls out of a pool again. That is a terrible mission structure that shows up in every level.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. I'm still bummed about it.
You should probably stop playing it. I think you can solve the problem.
I keep thinking maybe there's some quality here at the end. But
you should just download all the DLC for Destiny and play that. I don't think that will happen.
You would enjoy that more than you would enjoy...
Yes, you definitely would enjoy that more. But
at least it's beautiful to look at.
I finished the basic story of The Taken King.
Nice. Did you understand?
A lot happens after you finish it, though.
Did you understand?
Like,
do you understand? Like, if I asked you for a summary of the plot, could you give it to me? I won't, but...
I was like, I could.
You could.
I don't think it's that involved.
Okay.
I don't either.
But I'm just curious.
I'm pretty sure. And now another guy wants to kill you for killing the guy, and he's taking over stuff. So now you got to go kill that guy, and the end.
A classic tale.
Yeah, pretty much. And Nathan Fillion tells you a lot of stuff.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, Nathan Fillion's in that game now?
Yeah, he actually always has been. But now they actually gave him a lot of lines.
So he's both Halo and Destiny.
Yes.
He's playing both sides.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No wonder why there's a strike. Some shady business going on.
That's right.
Trying to corner the whole thing.
Are we talking about that on somewhere in here?
Do you want to talk about it now?
We talked about it last week, didn't we?
Well, but there's been more since then.
Yeah, they voted to do it, to have a strike.
They voted that they could have a strike.
That they could have a strike.
Yeah. And will it be successful? Probably not. But
it seems like a really bad idea. In the grand scheme of things, the voice actors are not what is selling these games.
Well,
are they making certain games better? Certainly. But... I don't know, guys. Like, I think the developers are probably in need of whatever little cash is available on this thing.
Right.
Well, unlike other you know, entertainment type things like movies and TV, most of your major, all of your major studio releases, if you're looking to get a movie released via a major studio or have a TV show on a network, you know, a network TV production, it needs to. Chances are that, well, the movie is definitely made through the unions already. So it's going to have SAG actors, and it's going to have a DGA director and PGA producers and, you know, Writers Guild writers. I mean, it's already a union production. Mm-hmm. So you can't hire non-union actors on a production that's already a union production.
Right. That's what they're trying to do. With video games.
But they haven't done it yet. So for union actors to say, well, we're just not going to work on video games anymore, it doesn't halt the production timeline of a video game the way it would halt the production of a movie. If all the actors walked off the set of the Avengers because there was an actor strike, they wouldn't be able to make an Avengers movie. If all the voiceover actors walk off the set of an Avengers video game, subtitles.
Or just find... YouTubers.
Or find YouTubers or non-union actors willing to work because they can keep working. There's nothing stopping them.
Right. I think like what Shipwreck was saying, if anyone should get these types of protections and rights, it should be the developers who are putting a lot more hours into the game than the voice actors.
And then get fired once it goes out.
And then get fired once the game launches. I think most people, when they buy a game, they're not thinking, oh, does this one have
Nolan North?
Yeah, Troy Baker is in this one. I mean,
yep, that's all of the games. So yes,
I know, but those right, guys. Of course. And they, you know, when they hear him in the game, they go, oh, I know that guy. Yeah, great, and he's good. And certainly, they like that he's in there. But I don't think anyone's making their purchasing decisions based on the voice acting names. That seems like pretty far-fetched.
Nintendo's built a pretty successful video game company without voice acting.
Right, without any I mean, except for that one guy.
Charles Barton and A.
You only have to pay one guy.
Says, it is me, Mario.
Is that how he says it?
Yeah, he goes, look, guys, it's me. I'm Mario.
There was quite a discussion on my Facebook page about
it. I know, that's why I'm saying it.
I didn't know that you saw that.
No, I stood online so I could say Mario.
Yeah. I'm not just trying to discount the voice actors either, because they do a good job. I like
Of course, voice actors. Of course. But I think, you know, we read about all the horror stories that the developers have to go through, especially around crunch time before the game launches. And yeah, it's not the same as being in a recording booth and doing your lines and being done in, you know, in a finite amount of time.
Well, the thing, too, is those are all tied to, like, really AAA games is what you need the voice acting on. The rest, I mean, every game needs some level of it, but it's really the AAA style games that benefit most from it. And there's fewer and fewer of those being made. So the number of voice actors we need is not that great. That's why you see the same five people in every game.
Yep. Where are we here on the outline?
Far Cry Primal.
Right, that's a thing.
Yeah.
Did you watch the trailer?
I'm excited. I like Far Cry games.
So this is with spears now? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, you're a caveman. So spears and bows and arrows and, I guess, you know, little axes maybe.
This seems like a hard sell.
I don't know. I'm excited. I like both those things. I'm going to be optimistic. Not even cautiously optimistic, just optimistic.
Why do you?
Well, no, it could be I think it's probably a good game, but I just don't. I don't know. Caveman game on the shelves of Best Buy doesn't seem like a.
I think they need to have a really mover. I know they had a teaser trailer already, but some like a gameplay trailer that's going to have to really blow people out of the water.
You're saying
with grenades.
You're saying without guns, they can't sell this game? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
It's a harder sell. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying I think it'll be a good
game. Are there no guns? Have we confirmed that there's no guns?
I don't think so.
You don't think that there's guns, or you don't think we've confirmed that?
I don't think we've confirmed that.
Okay. I need to know where I'm at.
Jeez, what are you, a lawyer now?
Yes.
Where were you on the night that they released the Primal trailer?
I think they have to have, they're going to have guns somehow. And they're going to have dinosaurs too, right?
I don't know if they're dinosaurs.
I think they need them to sell it. This
yeah,
is just
I'm saying.
Straight up caveman game.
No.
It's got woolly mammoths and saber-toothed tigers.
No, too close.
Probably he's going to have some giant sloths in there.
Is this a $60? Do we know if this is a $60 one? Or is
I believe
a,
it is.
It's not
this
a blood...
isn't a blood dragon.
All right. I think they need dinosaurs and guns, but that's, you know, that's a proven formula there. They know. They've done the research, Chip. They know.
Yeah.
They're going to release the guns and...
A big part of the Far Cry games is blowing crap up.
Of course. They're just,
if you don't have fire, you can't do that.
This is just all part of the marketing plan. You don't talk about the guns and dinosaurs until closer to release.
That's what I think this is as well.
Yeah. I mean, they know. They've done the research. I'm sure.
Because blowing up a woolly mammoth with a grenade, that's appealing.
Right, of course.
Throwing a spear at him?
No. If that spear explodes when it hits them, fine.
Right.
And dinosaurs. Definitely have to have dinosaurs. They showed off the new Disney Infinity Marvel playset at Comic-Con that's going on right now.
Underwhelming.
Yeah, so it's a Smash Brothers clone.
Yeah, meh. Hmm. Moving on.
I still have the giant fucking special edition in my closet waiting to give it to Ty for his birthday.
What is this, for kids?
Yes.
Stupid. No one wants to play kids' games.
We sort of talked about the Deus Ex pre-order thing.
They went back on what they said because it was stupid what they said?
Right. I mean, I actually went back and listened to our conversation about it when it happened. And yeah, we shat all over it and like, this isn't going to work.
And it didn't. I bet no one pre-ordered.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
The numbers must have been so pathetic. That's the other thing with this, you know, that you have to keep in mind is that it was basically like, you know, those, remember they used to have those thermometers in like the middle of a town square?
Yeah.
Where the United Way was trying to raise money and the thermometer had to get all the way to the top.
Yeah.
That they kind of were doing that with this Deus Ex game.
Of course.
I have a feeling that the thermometer was not going all the way to the top.
It was a dumb idea. I mean,
it was a dumb idea.
It was just so. Ugh.
But to publicly post how few pre-orders you're getting.
Right. I mean, inevitably.
Inevitably, that's what everyone would see. It'd be like, Wow, they never even made it to the early release. No one pre-ordered this game. Poor Deus Ex. Oh. And then they would have looked worse.
Somebody had to be the one to try it, right? Somebody was going to go there, and they were the ones.
And they failed miserably, deservedly so.
Shenmue 3 could do with a bit more money.
So could I.
To improve your graphics?
Let's say that.
Despite being the most successful Kickstarter ever for video games?
$6 million or something ridiculous? Or is that what he says he needs?
No, that's what they got. Yeah. That's what they got. But then he said that they actually could do with a bit more, this is a Yu Suzuki said they could do with a bit more money to improve the tile's graphics. This is from PlayStationLifestyle.net, by the way. He's saying, there's some great quotes in here. He says, we're still trying to gather funds. Obviously, the more money we have, the more we can do. Even if we don't get as much budget as the previous games, we'll still make this game. Well, that's really encouraging. We're not going to just steal your money, even if we don't get as much money as we think. We'll actually put out a product. We're not saying it's going to be a good product, but it will make a product. He says, then he goes on to say, I could do with a bit more money. The game itself doesn't have to be gorgeous visually. A lot of the money these days goes into the graphics. If we perhaps compromise on the graphics and put more money into the story, we can make a good game. Does a story cost a lot of money in the game? Is that what you
got to write it? Someone's got to write it.
But you need a story anyway, right? Yeah. You have to hire somebody to make a story. And then he says, the most important thing to me is that the game's interesting and that if it's something people want to play. So, yeah, I don't know.
It's going to have graphics.
I
have
a lot of
confidence
in this game now.
If I'm a backer, I don't feel good about my enthusiasm.
It's
going to
have like Legend of Zelda style graphics. NES, just 8-bit.
No.
Shenmue 3.
No, I don't know. It's
still like a little pixel guy walking around asking for sailors.
Oh, I thought there was a line in there too where he says that the game is, they're trying to get it out by 2017, I think. Yeah, that's what he says. He says, we said we'd get it out for Christmas 2017. Now I've got to work towards that because that's what I said. Great. That inspires a lot of confidence as well.
Have they started?
No, I don't think they've done anything.
I doubt it. They probably bought leather jackets.
Yes, exactly. Oh my God, you beat me to it. I was just going to say, they probably bought some stupid shit for themselves and talked about it.
We should have leather jackets like this in the game. Totally.
Right. Guys, let's go out for a really nice sushi dinner and talk about Shenmue. And then we can have the Kickstarter guys pay for it.
What do you want to see in the game? Yes, I will have that. Give me four pieces of that.
But $30 a piece? That's no problem. $6 million we got. Mm-hmm. Oh, poor Shenmue. Poor Ryu. Let's see here. Okay. What is this?
Terp Kristen.
Right. Thank you. You know, I've never successfully said that person's name. Mm-hmm. What does New Wombat think of Destiny's microtransaction plan and Forbes' endorsement of it? Have you been following this development?
I have, and it's really interesting. And I'm actually of two minds on this. One is, you know, I see microtransactions, and my initial gut reaction is this is the worst. What they are selling via microtransaction are emotes. For those who don't know what emotes are in Destiny, basically it's you push up, down, left, or right on the D-pad, and your character will either wave or dance or point or sit down. It doesn't change the game in any way. It doesn't make you a better player. That's the only thing that they're currently going to sell for actual cash money, is different things that your character could do when you push up, down, left, or right on the D-pad. Now, according to the developers, to Bungie, they're doing this to help fund more content that will be released for free.
Right. Yeah.
So if people that aren't me want to buy things that have no impact on the game so I can get free stuff, I don't know if I have a problem with it.
Because, yeah, I mean, you don't care about the emotes.
Yeah, exactly. But that only comes down to that. This is where it gets, you know, where I'm of two minds. That's only if Bungie actually comes through on this and releases new content because people are buying emotes. If they sell emotes to make a bunch of money and just, you know, don't do anything with it, I mean, that's their prerogative, then they could do it. It just makes them a bunch of dirty liars.
And what about the slippery slope? They could start selling shaders and...
I think shaders, exactly. Ships, think ships and screens. Shaders, I think, are probably on that table.
Right.
And I do like shaders, but I don't think I would spend real money on one.
And ships too. Also another thing.
What if it was your favorite color?
I don't know. My favorite color is sadness. I don't know if they could put that in the game.
I bet they could. It sounds expensive, though.
Exactly. That's a lot of man hours to make.
Well, they're already charging $20 for a couple of shaders and a couple of emotes. So it's not like this is something they haven't been doing.
Well, they've been doing it. They've just bundling it with the like special editions, right?
Mm-mm.
No, separately?
You could buy it separately. You could buy the ones that come in that limited edition. You could buy them separately.
I see. It's those. Okay, well, I don't really have an opinion on it one way or another. I mean, this is what games do now. Is this a surprise, really?
I mean, if it means, you know, we just talked about how when a game comes out, people lose their jobs. If selling emotes that have no effect on the game allows people to keep their jobs, at the end of the day, I don't really have a problem with it because it doesn't impact my ability to play the game to its fullest. There's nothing that I would feel I'm missing. And no one's going to have an advantage over me in multiplayer, other than the advantage that they have just by playing me in multiplayer.
Is giving you the big ball symbol from what's the Major League?
I'm sure they have that.
Would you buy that? That seems like a pretty good emote to have.
I wouldn't, but you could.
What do you think of that? Have you seen that Backstreet Boys video with Destiny?
It's cute.
It's pretty amazing. I mean, it's more than cute. I mean. It must have taken.
It takes a lot of hard work.
Exactly.
Which is frightening.
Exactly. Let's talk about Nintendo. There's a question from Alex here on Facebook. He says, I feel there's a contingent of people out there that believes Nintendo has some of the strongest first-party support for their consoles. What is stopping them from making their next console more powerful than the Xbox One and PS4 with x86 architecture to capture the third-party multi-platform support and climbing to the top of the console war charts?
Nintendo.
Right. That's not
Nintendo
their style.
Nintendo is stopping them from doing that. But yeah, there's no reason that they couldn't make something that's more powerful, but...
Price.
Yeah.
And they always make money off the hardware.
And network infrastructure.
Yeah. I think, and they don't need to do it. And they've never done that, right?
They tried it with the GameCube
came out a little later and it was a little more powerful, but it didn't seem to matter. It was too late at that point, I guess, right? Wasn't the lead too big?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're doing fine. Like they just sell so much first party software that do they even want to compete against the third parties? Because I don't know. They're doing well. Like, the Wii U is not doing great, but then you look at the software sales for it, and you're like, oh, Nintendo's still making money.
Right, they are. Their games make money.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think I still...
Oh, there's no third-party games for the Wii U anymore.
Right.
Just like eShop stuff.
Right. I mean, just like we've always said, I think that the next console is going to be based upon toys to life. And you certainly don't need cutting-edge hardware for that. And there's more money in that. There's definitely more money in that for Nintendo than for putting out some cutting edge system and just going the conventional route and hoping people buy their multi-platform game on their system. It's just too hard. That's just not going to happen. Mario figures, that's going to happen. 50 different Mario figures.
I believe it's pronounced Mario.
Yes. Lineup. Yeah, that guy was, he was very, he didn't realize. There's a guy on my Facebook didn't understand why we always say wait online. And that's what.
And doesn't like how I pronounce Mario.
Right. But that's a New York thing. So I Googled it to find out. I didn't realize that that was a thing, a big deal.
Oh, yeah. It's super weird.
And sure enough, only New Yorkers say wait online.
Which I didn't know either. That's all I've ever heard in my entire life.
I never thought about it.
Me neither. But I guess we're supposed to say we wait in lines.
Right.
Yep.
Which sounds weird to me.
It doesn't, you know what? It doesn't sound that weird to me. I just don't even think about it.
I'm just going to say I wait in a queue.
A queue up.
Yes.
Where are we here? Microsoft?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. At Kiku Girobel. I can't read. The font is too small and I'm old.
Kiku Girobel.
Yeah, thank you. That's the problem with these high resolution displays. You got to be real.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
You need a magnifying glass to see your display. Mm. Right. So apparently on the new Xbox dashboard.
Which I have.
They have added an easy way to turn off Kinect as a chat
microphone.
They did.
They did.
Finally. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
Good. I haven't checked it out yet because I have.
It's a little buggy. Do you have it?
No, I haven't checked it out yet. I probably
it's a little
do
buggy,
have
but
it,
but. Huh?
I probably can get it. I just haven't.
Did you opt in for it?
Yeah, I'm in the preview thing.
No, you have to opt in.
Oh, do I?
Do I have to turn on the machine? It's not just being in the preview. You have to go open the preview app and then opt into the update.
Oh. Well, I can do that, can't I?
I think you can. I don't know when they're doing the next round of updates, but I just got it over the weekend.
Gotcha.
So it's new for me.
Oh, I see.
It takes a little getting used to.
Right.
I still haven't decided if I like it yet or not.
I'm confused. What do they say? So I know there was a big Windows event this week, and they announced a new laptop and Surface 4. Mm-hmm. But what do they mean when they say they're putting Windows 10 on Xbox One?
I have no idea.
Shipwreck, what does that mean? You're the engineer.
I don't know.
I mean,
it already looks like Windows 10.
I know. So I'm like, I thought it was already there.
But does that mean like I can run Excel off of my Xbox? Not that I'm looking to do that, but what does that mean? Any app that runs on a computer can run on Xbox One?
Ooh, can I record the CADcast via my Xbox now?
These are the questions I'm asking. Because I'm looking at the Microsoft.
I don't think that's it.
It says, the podcast thing?
No, I don't think that that's. I don't think you're going to be running Excel on an Xbox.
It says, with an upcoming update bringing Windows 10 to Xbox One, backwards compatibility, hot games, all new bundles, and the most advanced control we've ever created for Xbox One and Windows 10.
That's not even a sentence, is it?
I know. I'm reading it off the Microsoft website. blogs.windows.com.
It's like they just forgot what they were saying halfway through and just started listing.
Windows 10 and Xbox One are products that we have, and they're now products that you can play with your products, because products are products. Xbox One and Windows 10.
Right.
Also, Lumia.
Buy a phone.
Like Microsoft.
Although I'm getting kind of fed up with my iPhone. So.
Mine too. Mine's been janky as hell lately.
Mine doesn't really charge properly anymore. I kind of hate it.
Oh,
I hate your phone.
You mean you can't, like, you have to get the cable in there just right?
Yeah, otherwise forget it. It just doesn't work.
I had that problem, and I fixed it.
How?
I don't remember.
I hate you.
I Googled it, and it was, there's like hair in there or something.
I bet that's the case.
It's like fuzz, pocket fuzz in there.
How did you get hair in your phone?
It's like pocket fuzz. It's my pubes, Wombat. I have holes in my pockets.
That's right. I forgot you go commando.
No, I have holes in my pockets just so I can, you know, get good airflow.
Gotcha.
But the side effect is pubes in the phone.
Gotcha. I'll check that out. I'll see
you
away.
What did
I'll
I do? I had to. You had to stick something in there or something. Yeah, there's some way to do it. Which phone? But you have a 6.
Yeah.
Was it a 6?
It doesn't have the big hole. This is a little hole.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah, no, it was. I had a problem with the little hole.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a YouTube video out there that tells you how to fix it.
Okay, I'll check it out. Yeah. I believe you.
Yeah, it was so annoying. I thought it was the cable, and it wasn't the cable.
Mm-hmm.
It's the phone.
Welcome to my world.
Yes. What else? Let's go to the CAG bag. I think we're ready for CAG bag.
Okay.
At Darth Rook writes in. This is a weird question. I think he answers his own question. I played Forza Horizon 2 Fast and Furious and enjoyed it. I don't have any Xbox One racing games. I'm cheap. What should I get?
Forza Horizon 2. Get the rest of the game.
Right. Get that. There's an actual game. That's just the demo, basically. So buy that game. It's probably not full price anymore. It's a great game. Let's see what else we got here. But we read the Tony Hawk one. At My Pile of Shame writes in and wants to know what Shipwreck's thoughts are on this month's arcade block.
This month was pretty solid.
Socks? Any socks in there?
No. There was a Wind Waker t-shirt.
Okay.
There's a lot of Zelda. Well, not a lot, but some Zelda themed stuff in here. There was like a canvas print, Zelda print. There was a Zelda shield keychain. There was a stuffed Goomba, which my daughter enjoyed. And a 7-inch record of the soundtrack to Galaxy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which was kind of cool. Yeah. And the only thing that was kind of a what the hell is this was there was this chicken bobblehead thing. And it didn't really say what game it was supposed to be from or anything. I
mean, there are chickens in Zelda games.
Right. I think that was the connection, but it's not.
It's just a chicken.
It's just a chicken.
Right.
I mean, but there, I thought overall it was a solid arcade block.
Mm. No iPhone pube removers?
Maybe that's what the chicken is.
Does it have claws? Because then maybe.
It's got a beak.
Does it have large talons? All right. I think that's enough show. Let's let Wombat go to bed and relax.
Yeah.
And everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody calm down. Day is over. It's time for bed. So thank you for listening. Follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. And yeah, listen to Wombat's other podcast, Uninformed Opinions. Is there a new one out?
We didn't do one this week. We'll probably do one next week.
Any topic you have in mind?
We may have a big announcement next week.
Oh, shit. Wow.
So we're actually still discussing how we're going to pull it off.
Wow. I can't imagine.
It's not that exciting, but it'll be fun.
Okay. Well, shit. Tickle my ass with a feather, why don't you? Thanks for listening. Thanks to our friends at Harry's.com. Make sure you use coupon code CADCAST to get $5 off your order of these excellent shaving products. We will see you next time.
Bread's done.
Gone! Look, the aerial bots! Only the aerial bots have this kind of teamwork. Gone!
Aerial bots waste their battles to destroy the evil forest people.
Nobody can stop Minasaur! That's Superion!
The Transformers, sold separately from Hasbro.